USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
During a briefing at the White House, President Trump updates everyone on the coronavirus outbreak.
We are going to be asking tomorrow. We're seeing the Senate. We're going to be meeting with House Republicans, Mitch McConnell, everybody, and discussing a possible payroll tax cut or relief, substantial relief, very substantial relief. That's a big number. We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help so that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck.
The Justice Department is promising to hold businesses accountable if they fix prices for any coronavirus-related items. The DOJ says companies will face consequences if they violate antitrust laws to take advantage of emergency response efforts. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Coronavirus fears and an oil price war did in Wall Street on Monday as the Dow lost 2,013 points to close at 23,851, logging its worst day since 2018. A new report finds the U.S. is the biggest arms seller in the world. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
America's major arms exports have increased by 23% over the last 5 years, according to a report from a leading arms control watchdog, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Its latest report shows the U.S. has dramatically expanded arms exports to a total of 96 nations. The U.S. remains the largest individual arms exporter in the world, accounting for 36% of all weapons exported from 2015 through 2019. Russia is second, accounting for 21% of all arms sales over that period. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Coronavirus concerns on Capitol Hill after a Republican senator puts himself in self-quarantine. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz says he'll be staying home because he had a brief interaction with a person from New Jersey at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference. The man testing positive for coronavirus and is being treated in the Garden State and is under quarantine. Cruz saying in a statement that he is not experiencing any symptoms and feels fine and healthy. Cruz says his interaction with the man occurred more than a week ago and was less than a minute long. The conference held in National Harbor, Maryland. In the statement, Cruz saying, "Nevertheless, out of an abundance of caution, and because of how frequently I interact with my constituents as part of my job, and to give everyone peace of mind, I have decided to remain at my home in Texas this week until a full 14 days have passed since the CPAC interaction."
And finally, it was an emotional moment Saturday night in Las Vegas as legendary pop star Neil Diamond stepped out of retirement to perform some of his greatest hits. Diamond's surprise performance at the Keep Memory Alive Power of Love Gala at the MGM was his first since 2017 after he announced he had been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.